Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of self is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, come on. Come on and just praise him. Wherever you are right now, just begin to praise the Lord. Just begin to thank God for another morning, another afternoon, another day. Just begin to thank God for his goodness toward you, his mercy, his forgiveness, his blessings. Oh, just begin to praise the name of Jesus. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb, I say. Worthy is the Lamb. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord. Well, 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 well. Welcome to Daily Fire Devotion, live on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday with this hot manna for your soul. 15 minutes of teaching, prayer, altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for today. God has a mighty word for you. Listen and grow. Today we are in the book of Job. Chapter 1, verses 14 through 22. Again, that is the book of Job, chapter 1, verses 14 through 22. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me quickly remind you how to tune in and how to stay connected with me. Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern when I'm live, tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online on blogtalkradio.com or my ministry website, rossi.org, rawsi.org. But if you cannot tune in live, still ensure that you don't miss your growth by following the podcast. That way, the recording will be texted to you at 8 a.m. Eastern, or just follow online on Blog Talk Radio. To get the recording text to you, follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Again, that's DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you'll receive a confirmation text or follow the Daily Fire podcast on blogtalkradio.com. Now, if you are unable to write that down, all of this information is available on my ministry website, rossi.org, and you can follow me on social media, Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I Williams. You got that? I know you do. All right, let's get into this word today, this hot manna for your soul. In the book of Job, chapter 1, verses 14 through 22, reading from the KJV. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing, and the asses feeding beside them. And the Sabians fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the fire of God is fallen from heaven and hath burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Are you hearing a pattern here? While he was yet speaking, glory, there came also another and said, the Chaldeans made out three bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And guess what? You guessed it. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. And what do you think next happened next? And while he was yet speaking, glory, there came also another and said, thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house. And it fell upon the young men, and they are dead. And you guessed it, I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and listened to what it said, what he did, and worshiped and said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return hither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. Praise the Lord for his word. Our topic for today's Daily Fire devotion is, this is only a test. This is only a test. When I was a kid, and even now, there will be times that you'll be watching, or we'd be watching something on the television, and all of a sudden the show would abruptly stop, and there would just be this loud, piercing sound. And there would be static or colors on the television. Sometimes I can be just sitting down or doing something, and all of a sudden on my phone, I will hear that loud, piercing sound. And whether it's on the television or on the phone, the words will pop up that this is only a test. Whatever was going on, just hold on, pardon the interruption. This is only a test. And as long as the noise was beeping, and even sometimes after the noise stopped beeping, because the noise was to get your attention that the test was now in place, everything that was normal and everything that I was doing was interrupted until the test ended. But once it ended, everything went back to normal. Are you feeling this right now? This is only a test. In the book of Job, chapter 1, verses 14 through 22, that I read unto you today, we saw the biblical record of the test of Job. One by one, his servants or his employees came to him to tell him about something or someone he lost. And before the first person or the former person could stop telling Job about that particular loss, the Bible said, while he was yet speaking, there came also another and said. Another reporter came to tell him of another loss. And in each verse, it ended with that person saying, and I only am escaped alone to tell you. Out of everything that was lost, I was the only person who made it out. And what was the purpose of me making it out? To come tell you what you lost. But it said in verse 20, that after Job had lost all of his sheep, all of his oxen. He lost his servants. He lost his children. It said that Job then arose. Can't you see it? Everyone's waiting to see what he's going to say. Because surely this man in chapter 1, verse 1, which I didn't get to read unto you, the Bible said that Job was a perfect man, upright, who feared God, and he hated evil. So now here that same man who was perfect and loved God and had testified to others about God and had been blessed beyond measure, now had lost everything. So everyone was silent now when he arose to see and hear what he was going to say. The Bible said he arose and he tore his clothes in two and shaved his head and sat down upon the ground, and he worshiped. Ah, did you hear that? In the midst of the test, he worshiped. And he said, naked I came out of my mother's womb, and naked I will return, and the Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In the test, he worshiped. Brothers and sisters, we are going through a test right now. COVID-19 is a pandemic. It is therefore all over the world, and people have lost loved ones. They have lost jobs. They have lost cars and homes and bank accounts. People have lost their health, and even some are losing their mind and faith in God. But I come today with the sound to get your attention and to tell you that what you are going through is only a test. Your response must be as Job's response in the midst of the test. You cannot stop worshiping God. You cannot stop praising God. Naked you came out of your mother's womb, and naked you will return. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. But still we worship. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Still we worship. Lord, you're still our King of Kings. Still we worship. Lord, you're still our Lord of Lords. Still we worship. God, you're still our God. Still we worship. The cattle on a thousand hills belong to you. Still we worship. Though you slay me, yet will I trust in you. Still we worship. There's nothing impossible for you, God. Still we worship. You always make God. Still we worship. This is only a test. As we prepare to go into prayer, in the book of Job, chapter 42, verse 10. Now understand this, we were in the book of Job, chapter 1, reading about all of his losses and all of his trouble. Now we're 42 chapters later. Think of all the time that went by to get to 42 chapters later, verse 10. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. This is where we get double for your trouble. It said the Lord turned, but it took 42 chapters. It may take 42 days, 42 weeks, or even 42 months for God to turn around your situation. But I remind you that this is only a test, and God will turn it around. God will fix it. God will do it. The sound that you hear, the political sound, it's only noise. The division, it's only noise. The people getting up, it's only is going to turn your captivity around. Oh, worship him as we go into prayer. Oh, we worship you, God. This is only a test. And you're going to turn the situation around. You're going to turn the losses around. You're going to turn the sickness around, the loss of jobs around. You're going to turn the separation and the divorce around. You're going to turn the incarceration around. You're going to turn the addictions around. You're going to turn, Father, the killings and the police brutality around. You're going to turn the loss of faith around. All that we're going through, it is only a test. All the noise we hear, it is only a test. All of the people barking in our ears and all of the negative news reports, all of the negative things we see, it's just, only a test. And victory belongs to us. Victory belongs to us because you will turn it around and give us double for our trouble, double for our trouble, double for our trouble. It's only attached. Double for our trouble, double for your trouble, double for your trouble. It's only attached. You'll give us double for our trouble, double for our trouble. It's only attached. Now, Lord, bless everyone listening. Touch them and heal them, save them and sanctify. Deliver, set free, fill with your spirit. Encourage, renew, revive, rejuvenate. Come in and do what only you can do. In the name of Jesus, we say hallelujah. We say hallelujah. Double for our trouble. Amen. Come on and just praise them wherever you are. Say double for my trouble. Say I shall receive glory. Double for my trouble. In the name of Jesus, keep on just praising him. Let that thing just really well up on the inside of you. Begin to think of all you lost, all of the tests you've gone through, and just begin to say, that's nothing but it's only temporary. It's only an interruption. You shall come out as pure gold. Praise him as I give the altar call, and then I'll end with your task for today. For those of you who are unsaved, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who are in the midst of a test or in the midst of multiple tests, for those of you who every time you turn around, somebody is bringing you a negative report. Every time you wake up, you hear nothing but, come on and repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. Lord, I know that this is only a test. God, I know this is only temporary. Lord, I believe that this is just an interruption, not permanent. This is just a pit stop, not forever. So, Lord, I praise you that this is only a test. I praise you that I shall receive double for my trouble. And now, Lord, I ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. Now I confess that Jesus, you are the Christ. Now I am saved. Now I am rededicated to you. My captivity has turned, and I shall receive double for my trouble. I'm ready now. I'm rejuvenated now. I'm revived now. I'm happy now because I know it's only a test. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on and worship him just as Job did. Worship God. Worship him. Change your atmosphere right now to an atmosphere of victory, to an atmosphere of praise, to an atmosphere of joy. Rebuke Satan and say, I know this is only a test. And just see the test in your mind. Visualize it and then say, I turn it around in the name of Jesus. Say, I turn it around in the name of Jesus. I turn it around in the name of Jesus. I turn it around in the name of Jesus. I turn it around for my family. I turn it around for my clients. I turn it around for my friends. I turn it around for my ministry. I turn it around for my business. I turn it around. I turn it around. around over my doubt. I turn it around over my finances. I turn it around. I turn it around. I turn it around. Double for your trouble. Ooh, let me give you our task for today. I'm on fire. If you could see me right now, I'm dancing in the Lord. Our topic for today on Daily Fire Devotion, here live on Blog Talk Radio, is this is only a test. Your task for this entire weekend, hallelujah. Ooh, help me, Jesus. I'm feeling that thing. Hallelujah. Your task for this entire weekend is to worship God like Job did. Don't charge God foolishly, and don't blame him. Whatever it is that you see, laugh at it. People are going to think you crazy when you're laughing in the midst of it. And when they ask you why you're laughing, how can you laugh? Tell them, because all I heard was, this is only a test. I will see you live at 7 a.m. on Monday morning. Look, make sure you share this word with somebody. Follow by texting DF to 33222, because when you get the confirmation text, it will include this teaching. And you can listen again whenever you want and forward it to someone else. For those of you who are already following, share the text with someone else and just believe this is only a test. You don't have to receive the negative reports anymore.